This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's right at the bottom of the hour. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our next guest is here from the League of Women's Voters to preview Wednesday's candidate forum, Kirsha Hughes Scandies, co-president of the League. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here via Zoom. Up on
the miracles of the modern.
Right. Okay. So this is a candidate forum this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Can you outline for our listeners what this is going to look like?
Yeah. So it's actually kind of a two-part process. So we started out by giving all of the candidates in the municipal election a few kind of standardized questions, a little bit of background information. And that got published in the Juno Empire. So it's kind of a two-prong media partnership that we do between KTOO and the Empire. So all of that stuff kind of gives you a chance to familiarize yourself with who's running and just kind of the basics, little ground game. And then the forum itself that you guys are hosting, we've had our membership submit questions. And we've kind of, this year is a little bit funky because in the past when we could do this event in person, we could take audience questions on the night as well. And that's just those are too many balls to juggle right now. So we've really pulled a lot of good questions from our membership. And then Adeline Baxter from KTOO and Ben Hohenstadt from the Empire are going to partner to moderate and quiz the candidates. And it's kind of fun. It's a good way, you kind of never know what's going to pop up in there because there's a lot of local issues to cover. Depending on everybody's personal axe to grind or, their kind of pet issues, I guess, their pet causes.
Got it. Let's go back up just a tiny bit in the League of Women's Voters. Tell us about your organization.
Yeah, so we are a nonpartisan organization. So we don't back any individual candidates or parties, anything like that. We do take public policy positions. But really, like the main thrust, I would say, of the League is to get folks educated and involved in the political process. And I should say, the first thing that should be out of my mouth every time I say League of Women Voters is it's not just for women. So men are encouraged and welcome to join us. All are welcome there. But it does have its roots in the suffragette movement. So hence the name.
Got it. This is sort of a two-part question, I guess, but, what is it about voting that inspired you to become co-president of this organization, right? And maybe that at the same time is sort of a plug for why vote.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's funny because maybe this is my privilege or maybe this is just like my personal upbringing, but I never didn't vote. It was like a countdown until I was 18, because what can you do when you're 18? You get to vote, And I would say that growing up, my family was fairly politically engaged, aware, and so, yeah, I don't think I've ever missed an election, barring maybe when I was randomly moving cross country or something. But so to me, I'm always surprised when I see those numbers come in after an election to see what the actual percentage of registered or eligible voters is that, showed up or got an absentee ballot or whatever. And so, for me, I'm like, why not vote? Because that's really how we decide who is taking the time to make these decisions for our community, So it has a trickle down effect, even though it seems like it's one big annoying event a year and you get the flyers that you junk mail and all this stuff. But it really is super important because that's everything that gets decided by the government we indirectly impact or directly impact with our vote. So that being the case, I'm, of course I'm all on board with the League mission. And actually kind of got ganged into joining the board when a certain other Hugh Scandies, who shall remain nameless, had to depart her position there because she got a little busy. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I think anybody who's been on any kind of board knows you're signing up for a lot of a lot of after work work. But it's actually super fun. It's a great group of people.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Kirsha Hughes Scandies, co-president of the League of Women's Voters. We're talking about a candidate forum this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Kirsha, can you outline for our listeners where they can view this?
Yeah. So you can listen on KTOO, of course, on the radio, or you can stream it online. So Facebook will have a live stream. I know the KTOO.org website will have a live stream. And I believe there'll also be a live stream on YouTube, which I'm imagining will be linked off of KTOO and probably our Facebook and our webpage as well, where JunoLWV.org.
Okay. And again, it starts at 7. It sounds like Adeline Baxter, you said, from the KTOO news team, and yes. Ben Hohenstadt from the Juno Empire will moderate. Can you remind us of who the candidates are and what the evening might look like, how long you think it might take?
Yeah. Well, so we have our assembly candidates and our school board candidates, and we usually split those off into two little chunks to kind of keep the relevant questions separate. So running in the assembly, we have for District 1, we have Alicia Hughes Scandies and Kenny Solomon Gross. And District 2, which is kind of the valley and out, I think Lemon Creek and Valley, we have Christine Wall, Derek Jenich, Robert Shoemake, and Lacey Durr. And then running for area-wide unopposed is Maria Gladyszewski, who's currently on the assembly. And then for school board, we have two unopposed candidates. So it's Brian Holst and Martin Stepperton Sr. And so that'll be, you know, when you have those unopposed candidates, it's still a nice opportunity to kind of find out what's on their mind, or, you know, maybe you find out what it is that you want to start lobbying them for. It's still good to find out.
Got it. And do you happen at your fingertips to have the two questions that you're going to be asking?
No, I do not. Okay. those questions are under lock and key. I haven't seen the questions. Yeah, no sneak peeks.
All right. So again, 7 p.m.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, also, we're going to have a recorded explainer from the clerk's office. So I believe that Beth McEwen from the city clerk is going to kind of give people a heads up, just since this is the first time we've done vote by mail for everyone for the election. So there's also, if you have any questions about how all of that's going to work or the process, we'll have that in that's our halftime show.
I'm trying to think of what voter turnout numbers are like in Juneau. I don't know if you have those numbers in front of you, but
they're not.
What's a,
yeah, not great.
What's a perfect world look like to you, Kirsha?
A perfect world for voter turnout. I mean, we're never going to reach 100% because somebody's going to forget or whatever, but man, I'd love to see us like pop over 75%. I think right now we kind of hover around 30%. And I'm really hoping that vote by mail is going to change that, because it makes it a lot easier. You don't have to show up on the day. You don't have a deadline to remember to request your ballot like you do at the statewide level right now, because everybody's getting it. If you're registered, it's getting sent to your registered address. So, and you can like take your time. They're probably going to start arriving in mailboxes right around our forum, because they're getting mailed out on Tuesday and the forum's on Wednesday. So yeah, I'm hoping let's crack 50%.
All right. Kirsha Hughes Scandies, co-president of the League of Women's Voters. She and her colleagues will be helping organize a forum on this Wednesday night. A candidate forum starts at 7 p.m. Sounds like KTOO Facebook, KTOO.org, KTOO YouTube, free, and probably on 104.3 KTOO as well.
That's my understanding, yeah.
All right, Kirsha Hughes Scandies, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
Hey, if you are interested in what we're all about, please think about joining, and you can go to JunoLWV.org.
All right, Kirsha, thank you so much.
Thank you.